The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. You're so quiet. Okay. Sometimes confused. I know you speak Cantonese also, no? You don't? Not even one word? Do you? No? You don't need to speak Cantonese? Siu-siu. Okay. Okay. Jesus says, "Let the children come to me." Are you children?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
How many percentage? 20% are children and 80% adults, right? Not enough. You must be 100% children. So, don't judge. If you judge, it's not a child. Don't judge me. Otherwise, you're not a child. Simple heart, right? I think simplicity is very important. Simplicity doesn't mean to be naive. Simplicity is humble heart. I know it's very difficult for adult to be humble. For me too, it's very difficult to be humble. And to live like a child is difficult, it's true. But how can help us to be like a child? You know, when Jesus was 12, he stayed with the temple, and he didn't inform his parents. After one day, they found out Jesus wasn't with them. So to look for him among the people, thinking that he might go with another group. After that, couldn't find him, went back to Jerusalem for 3 days. At the end, Mary and Joseph found him in the temple, teaching. And Mary, you know, as a mother, "My child, why you do that? You know your father and mine and me. We're worried about you." Jesus wasn't so merciful by that time. "Mother, do you know that I have to be in my father's place? In my father's place. That's the place where we have to live in. In other words, whenever we do the will of God, we are living in heaven. No matter it's a kitchen, a school, office, marketplace, anywhere, if it sees the will of God, you are in heaven. That means when you're living well the present moment, you live this true peace of Christ. You are like a child. You enjoy peace because this moment you are with the Lord. This time you are with the Lord, putting aside all the worries. Just one mind, one heart to praise, to stay together. This is our peace. Nothing else. Another time when you go to the kitchen, do your best. Whatever you do, do your best. It is the last thing of your life. You will have peace. Don't judge. Don't argue so much. In silence. Silence of heart. Not words. You can still have words, but still you have the silence. Silence means not judging. You suffer, of course. You offer. This is a child. Simple. One with the Lord. There's simplicity. You think other things more than anything. You're not a child. Once Jesus rebuked Peter, because when Jesus mentioned, I'm going up to Jerusalem, I will be maltreated by the people, and said, Peter, all of these good intentions, Lord, you shouldn't go there, because you meet suffering. You know what he says? Satan, go to my back. Because what you're thinking is man's thinking, not God's thinking. There's simplicity. God's will. At times very difficult to discern. But at least moment by moment, you can. At least this moment, the will of God that you sit down there and listen to me. This is the will of God for you. And this will of God for me, I have to speak here. That's all. That's simple. That's how I survive for 40 years as a priesthood. Not always I'm good to do things. I try to live moment by moment, every present moment. I try to live, to love that very moment. Many times I failed, of course. We are all sinners. I cannot promise myself I never sin. But it's important to start again and trust. Trust that doesn't mean that you sin again and again. As if the last time you confess, as your last time you do these things, and forever and ever, praise the Lord, doing His will. This is a confession, an internal confession to the Lord. Otherwise, our life is a fuss. Presume that we are holy. But holiness doesn't come from appearance. It's really from the heart. If you're peace, you have God. If you don't, a little bit means you're a rightful. Jesus expects us, all of us, enjoy this peace. This fullness of joy. This is divine will. We are made in His image. Divine image. We all share the same. We are blessed with the holy word of the Lord. We are blessed with His sacrament of the Eucharist. Keep us always life, a life in the Lord. Unless you have humility and you have the simplicity of heart, you can enjoy. This morning we meditate on, we share some thoughts about Sister Faustina. Many times she has also kind of temptations to do otherwise. She always, in her diary, says, whatever God inspired me, first I go to my confessor to discern whether it is right or not. And then the second, go to my superior to look for advice. She never thought, I'm beloved by the Lord. Everything comes from the Lord. I'm this dispenser of His grace. No. Humility. Shared. Be humble. This is my way of also doing the pastoral work in the parish. I think I'm here already for more than 4 years. And many people work for me together. They think I didn't do anything because I never go into anything. I don't touch anything. Whatever they did as before, allow it to do it. But I really listen. I try to be listening to the word of God. I try to be one with the people. There are lots of things that you can improve, but I don't do that. Improve doesn't come from my small head. Come from the Lord. We work together. Together. That's important. We are not alone. We have Jesus in our midst. If you love, you have the Holy Spirit. If we have mutual love, we have God. Right? Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Where two or three are united, mutual love. I am in your midst. This is our secret. This is our Christianity. This is our church. This is our faith. Have Jesus in our midst through your love. You know, to love more, you need to have the mind of Jesus through the reading of the scripture, especially the gospel. Keep it. Keep it to your mind. When time comes, the word will come out. And many times my share, and was as a student, I worked in an OHA home that was in England. So I tried to serve. Then at times, I'm not so patient. I try to give fast to feed the sick person, feed faster, so I can have more time for me to eat my lunch. By the time I give faster and faster, and the word of the Lord comes to my mind. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. And another word comes also. Whatever you want people to treat you, how treat you, you treat them. I was thinking, one day I could be like him. Lying on the bed, I couldn't move myself, and someone to feed me. If the person I cultivate, not because of that, but you know, the Holy Spirit is working all the time, locking our door. Peter, but don't get too fast. That's how Jesus is helping me. At times, I lose myself in my pastoral work. I never have time, enough time to stay before the Blessed Sacrament. Only the last 8 years, I try to come back to the Blessed Sacrament. They have shared already, you know, in the past. The lady with the stigmata, he got a message from Jesus to me. Peter, my beloved son, the word from Jesus. You ask that your parents be a parent, be a family. First of all, you must be united yourself, body, mind, and spirit, within yourself, unity of among yourself. How to get this unity of yourself? Come to me before the Blessed Sacrament. Spend 1 hour per day, each day. I will look after your parents. That was Jesus spoke to you, spoke to me 8 years ago. Exactly. Jesus keep his promise. I try to keep my promise, of course. It's so beautiful. Your heart, whenever your heart is based in God, in the Blessed Sacrament. And today, we say the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, is the living, the symbol of the secret of Jesus. Many times you think how Jesus is working in the Blessed Sacrament. Come, let children come to me. If you have no time, you don't have a childlike heart. You're so busy with the human adult things. You have a simple heart, stay. You don't think anything else. Just stay with. No, at the Gethsemane garden, Jesus is asking the disciples, the apostles, the three beloved ones, can you stay with me for an hour? Stay. He didn't ask them to pray. Stay with Jesus. This is true prayer. You have no heart. Even you say 10 rosaries, it's words, not prayer, right? Heart. Simplicity is the message of San Toninho. May God bless you.